WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Countdown to the Super Bowl. Heavy security in Las Vegas today, but authorities say there are not any credible threats. And a big day for big ads and the big money needed to pay for them. Jeff Beer covers advertising and branding for Fast Company with how much commercials are going for.
It was about averaging around $7 million for 30 seconds. And that does not even come close to counting, you know, the celebrities you got to pay, the production values. These are expensive ads.
Rallying in South Carolina, GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump saying if he returns to the White House, he'd encourage Russia to attack NATO allies who don't pay their bills. The Senate convening at noon today hopes to get a $95.3 billion military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan passed on its own since the collapse of a border security bill this week. It includes just over $14 billion in military aid for Israel's war with Hamas. This is ABC News. In the UK, King Charles attending church on his Norfolk estate. That happened today, the first public appearance since being diagnosed with cancer. ABC's Inez de la Cotera is at Buckingham Palace in London this morning.
Still unclear what kind of cancer the king has, how advanced it may be. We do know he has begun treatment, with Queen Camilla saying he's doing extremely well under the circumstances. And meanwhile, no update on Princess Kate's condition. She is recovering from abdominal surgery. And ABC News understands that the entire Wales family are also staying in Norfolk this weekend.
In Rome this weekend. Despite heavy rain, hundreds of people turned out for a pro-Palestinian protest. Demonstrators carrying banners with slogans like Stop the Genocide and waving Palestinian flags, as well as the flag of the Republic of South Africa, which filed a lawsuit against Israel for genocide at the International Court of Justice. Meanwhile, Israel warning more than a million Palestinians who fled to southern Gaza, another attack may be coming. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A lot of Wisconsin farms are handed down from one generation to the next, but many new farmers start their operations from scratch. As Mike Moan reports, many of them benefit from leasing their farmland.
More than a third of Wisconsin farmland is leased, that according to federal data. Kelly Wolfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension. She suggests renting land is the only real option for new and emerging farmers. That's because current market conditions put owning property out of reach, and these individuals also have to invest in things such as new equipment, creating even bigger disadvantages.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
Her team is trying to educate smaller operations about the dynamics of leasing agricultural property and what their rights are. Wilford says it's important to make sure you have your lease in writing with clear terms. She adds that being more vocal about conservation practices you might deploy could help get a break on the cost of the rent. Steve Okanek, a regional educator with UW Extension, says lacking social connections in a farming community you're eyeing for production is another barrier.
Especially if you're a new person coming into a neighborhood, it can be very difficult. It comes down to networking.
He says you should treat your quest for land almost like a job search, where establishing trust and familiarity might result in more leads. This outreach comes as the nation sees an influx of beginner farmers trying to get a bigger share of the market. In the most recent census of agriculture, there was a 17% increase in the number of farmers with less than 5 years of experience. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette gets a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 7th-ranked Marquette defeated St. John's 86-75. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Happy National Marquette Day, everybody. That was a terrific second-half effort by our entire group. I thought St. John's came in here with great desperation. Anytime you beat a team by one the last time and they have a shot at the buzzer to win it, they're going to feel some kind of way about that.
The Golden Eagles have now won 7 in a row. The number 11th-ranked Badgers suffering a stunning loss at Rutgers. 78-56, 22 points, the biggest win over a ranked team in Rutgers basketball history. Wisconsin has now lost 4 in a row. I'm in Las Vegas covering Super Bowl 58, where Jordan Love did some interviews, and I asked him about the slump the Packers went through.
Yeah, it was a tough stretch we had. We went on a 4-game losing streak, but I'm proud of everybody for being able to turn it around.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. From Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing. She was a fast machine. What we want.
I don't wanna put the love on to be. Rock FM fan club number to skip the following commercials.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 22.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM was even too sappy for the Hallmark Channel. Wow. Jack FM has gone 55 minutes without an accident. Oops. Jack FM.
So no. Hey, Jack. Oh, you answered. Forgot what I was going to say. I'll call you back.
That Jack FM has to pay attention to the bottom line.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Currently 23 degrees.
103.1.
Jack Crazy. SF. Crazy delicious.
Jack FM would be winning.
guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mine is strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any no guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his bass.
Don't lose this number, 866-930-JACK.
Jack, how many times have your mother and I told you about this?
Side.